More news stories now, including a report on Norfolk County Council's care for the disabled and a large redundancy package for a council executive. But first, support for a damaged shop in the city.
Our city's outpouring of love and support for the owners of a Romanian shop, which was targeted by an arsonist, is an example to the rest of Britain, the country's ambassador has said. Dan Michalashi visited the village shop in Magdalen Street to read for himself the messages of solidarity pinned to the wooden boards that have covered the shop front since the attack. The fire happened just hours after more than 1,000 people attended an anti-Brexit rally at City Hall. Police said there was no evidence it was racially motivated, but officers were keeping an open mind. In the hours after the attack, dozens of volunteers arrived to help with the clean-up, and a love bomb event saw people leave touching messages such as, "You are welcome in Norwich, please stay. You are not alone, stay strong. And the diversity of an area is its lifeblood." Serena Abraham, who owns the shop, told the ambassador the level of public support had convinced her to stay in the city, and she now wanted to cook Romanian food to thank everybody who had rallied around.
A man in his 30s has suffered a serious arm injury after falling through a roof at an industrial estate in Lingwood. The Air Ambulance and East of England Ambulance Service, EEAST, were called to the incident on South Burlingham Road. It is thought the man had fallen about 20 feet and was breathing unconscious when crews arrived. He was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital via land ambulance, and with what an EAST spokesperson described as a serious but not life-threatening arm injury.
Police are linking a Norwich bag snatch to a spate of other thefts in the city centre. Officers have released a CCTV image of a man they would like to speak to after a handbag was snatched from a woman as she sat on a bench outside the Prezzo restaurant in Tombland. The theft is now being linked to three other incidents in the city, which happened over the space of just a couple of weeks.
It was a child's thoughtful gesture of thanks at the end of the school year, but ended in rejection when council rules forced a bus driver to say no thanks. The boy, who is driven to Parkside Complex Needs School in Norwich every day, offered a plant, some chocolates and a card to the minibus driver and helper on the bus as a token of appreciation for their help over the year. However, after making the offer, his grandmother, Cheryl Freno, said they told her they had to refuse the gift because they were not allowed to accept presents. She said, "They are not on high wages. They go above and beyond. They were absolutely so sorry that they could not accept the gift. They said they felt awful and embarrassed and were upset to tell me." Norfolk County Council said transport staff should not exchange gifts with children as they can be misconstrued.
A report to investigate whether Norfolk County Council breached its statutory duties in caring for disabled people does not answer fundamental questions, say campaigners. Campaign group Equal Lives complained to the Care Quality Commission over what it claims are systematic failures at County Hall and a disregard for statutory duties under the Care Act. The row centres upon the use of personal budgets used by more than 4,000 people with a disability, age-related condition or chronic illness. It is claimed that as the council has carried out budget cuts, many disabled people in Norfolk have seen the money they get to spend on care cut or withdrawn. While the council denies it is in breach, it brought in the Social Care Institute for Excellence to examine its processes. The report was published with a string of recommendations to improve social care. The report acknowledged the Council's genuine intention to improve outcomes in difficult times, but recommendations included the need to audit how social work staff's time is spent to determine if they have enough time to deal with cases, changing the system used to work out personal budgets, and better sharing of information to ensure quality and consistency of practice. But Mark Harrison, Chief Executive of Equal Lives, said, "From my perspective, it does not and was never going to answer any of the fundamental issues around our complaint." He said some care users were considering legal action, but that government reforms had made it difficult for people to get aid for judicial challenges. With budgets being increasingly squeezed, he warned, if the new administration goes through with another £20 million, which are coming down the line, then, over the next 2 years, a dire situation is going to turn into an extreme crisis.
In a blistering heat, echoing the Battle of Britain summer of 1940, a unique piece of Norfolk heritage has been unveiled. An enclosure of concrete-filled sandbags with a small brick shed nearby may not have the wow impact of the county's historic stately homes. But the restored wartime walls proudly revealed at former RAF Coltishall played their part in defeating Nazi Germany and keeping Britain free. And in salute to their importance, a lone typhoon from RAF in Coningsby roared over the site as VIPs gathered to admire the spectacle. The walls formed a fighter pen where Spitfires taxied after landing, were repaired, maintained and refuelled, and from where the planes and their crews headed off on the next sortie. David Gurney, Norfolk County Council's historic environment manager, is unsure of the role of the shed. It was possibly used to store the trolley accumulators used to start Spitfires, but said it was a unique national survival. The pen, among 12 once dotted across the airfield, had disappeared under nettles, brambles and ivy when the council bought the site in 2013, renaming it Scotto Enterprise Park. But with the help of a £14,000 Armed Forces Covenant grant and willing volunteers from the Spirit of Coltishall Association, SOCA historian Neil Foz Foster, who served at RAF Coltishall for 15 years, said the group was delighted with the finished project. He added, "It matters that we preserve a little bit of Battle of Britain history, and it's particularly important that we pass it on to future generations."
It is very difficult to let go. So says Erica Balls when asked how she feels after retiring from a 60-year-long career in nursing. Since qualifying as a nurse in 1956, Mrs. Balls has worked across four hospitals in Norfolk in a career that has lasted longer than most. The dedicated nurse, who does not want any fuss about her retirement, left the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital after spending the last 15 years of her working life at the hospital's dermatology unit. "I really miss it already," she said. "I always wanted to be a nurse. It was my childhood dream. I'm not a person that wants people's attention. I've just enjoyed working as a nurse throughout my life. If I didn't then, I wouldn't have done it." One memory which has always stayed with her occurred early on in her career when she saw a teenage patient reciting the Lord's Prayer while she was being wheeled to her operation. Unfortunately, the patient did not survive.
A former managing director of Norfolk County Council looks set to be made redundant with £250,000 compensation package. Anne Gibson's County Hall role of Executive Director of Resources has been recommended to be axed under review by Managing Director Dr. Wendy Thompson. That would see Ms. Gibson, who was acting managing director of the council from April 2013 till August 2014, eligible for severance package of at least £250,000. It would include just over £77,000 in redundancy pay, almost £14,000 of pay in lieu of notice, and a pension pot payment of almost £160,000 to compensate for early pension payment. The figure could yet increase if other contractual payments, such as for holiday, are not taken, are applicable. Because the one-off severance package exceeds £100,000, the full council will have to agree to delete the post. Dr. Thompson said, as a result of changes, including substantial cost savings in the resources department, we have reached a point where a new smaller team cannot justify the cost of an executive director. In the light of that, if council approves the statutory costs of the redundancy, Anne Gibson will leave the council. Anne has served the county well for more than 14 years in a variety of senior roles and has made a valuable contribution, which is much appreciated by colleagues and members alike.
Now to our feature, written by Steve Snelling. The battle of attrition waged on the Somme resulted in casualties on an unprecedented scale for the British Army. It also sparked an epidemic of shell shock cases, and one Norfolk victim has left a special legacy. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.